You're not going to make us move a house.
No, don't worry. We're all going to come out.
I told my wife, she said.
We'll come out good halacha l'maisa. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hey Amud Beis says, as many things we point out often occur in the Gemara in Brachos, one of the Tanayim or the Amorayim are praising the fact that his bed always lies north to south. The simple understanding is that the head of the bed is in the north and the foot of the bed is in the southern direction. Whoever puts their bed facing north-south, will have male sons. The assumption of the Gemara is that having male sons is a good thing. So the pasuk says that it says in Tehillim that if you're tzvonecha, that if it's in the north, this is a play on words. If it's in the north, so you'll be malei bitnam, you'll be full of children, and you'll be yisbu banim, and you'll have sons. It's a play on words of the word safan, which means hidden. And then the Gemara says, Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak Amar af ein ishto mapelis nefalim, and it will also seemingly a segula, so to speak, that the mother will not miscarry. Ksiv, how do we know? Ksiv hacha b'tzvanecha tamalei bitnam, that in the north you'll be malei bitnam, you'll have children. The ksiv hasam, and it says in this week's parsha, in Parshas Toldos, Vayimalu yameha laledes vihinei tumim bivitna, right? That the days were complete, and she had twins. So we see that the reference to the word being malay is a reference of giving birth. When you're malay, it means the woman has given birth, just like Rivka gave birth to twins. So too, being malay bitna means that the person who puts their bed in the northern, southern direction will have children, and there will not be a miscarriage. This is Adkan the Gemara seemingly mentioning to us some rules about how we should set up our homes and set up the bedroom when it comes to designing the placement of the bed. Now, before we continue to the halacha, it should be noted that according to the Ramban in his Igaras HaKodesh, which is the Ramban's letter and discussion regarding his intimate matters, the Ramban says that this Gemara is a gadata and is not halacha, and the Gemara is talking about other aspects regarding the relationship between husband and wife, and it is not a halachic statement. That is clearly according to the Ramban. This is also the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah, there in the Gemara in Brachos as well, saying that this is not a halachic statement. This is hashkafa and agadata. But we'll see in a moment that many, many, and most of the Rishonim understand this is a statement of halacha or proper practice, and not an esoteric idea that's talking about something up in the clouds, but rather something practical in this world. The Madani Yamtif on the Rush, who we'll quote from in a second, so the Madani Yamtif says that this is not necessarily an Indian skuli, something that is supernatural or above logic, but he says that according to the medicine, according to the science of his times, there was something about the position of the bed in the north and the south that was beneficial. But let's continue now to the practical halacha. This is cited in the Beis Yosef and Siman Gimel in the beginning of Or HaChaim, and the Beis Yosef cites a comment of the Rambam. Let's look at the Beis Yosef in the fourth source, and he says as follows, and he quotes that the bed should be Yashem ben Mizrach Chamarav Efshar Shud Mehad Isa. The Gemara in Bracha says, Abba ben Yamin Omer Kol Yamei Yisim Mitzar, he was always careful, and you continue a few lines, Badam Zacharim, and you go down a few lines to the period, says you all the promises of the Gemara. Efshar, he says, Shalo Hayagoreis Amar Rabbi Chama Ella Amar Rabbi Chama, and it has different girsos here, and continue. And now let's go to the Rambam in the final paragraph of the Beis Yosef. He says, "Venir mi divrei ha-Rambam." It is clear from the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira in Perek Zayin Halacha Tes, "Shafilu Adam Levado Asur Lishon BeMizrach Lamarav." It's clearly this is even talking about a person alone, not talking about husband and wife lying together in a direction of north-south, but even an individual. Why? Because the Rambam there says very clearly, in the laws of the Beis HaMikdash, and this is important, why it's in the laws of the Beis HaMikdash, that a person should not defecate in a bathroom that is open to the world with no walls around it in a position that is east-west, and a person should not sleep with his body positioned east-west as well. And the understanding of the Rambam is that it is disrespectful to the Beis HaMikdash, because since the Beis HaMikdash to us is in an east-west role, we always view the Beis HaMikdash as being Mizrach, versus being marav. So Rambam understands to lie in bed, sleeping, is disrespectful to face the Beis HaMikdash in such a way, just like it would be disrespectful to use the bathroom in an open area without walls in such a direction that would be east-west. And therefore, according to the Rambam, sleeping north-south is not a statement that there is something particular about north-south. It is simply not being in a direction of east-west. This is the rational and simple reading according to the Rambam in Hilchos Beis Bechira. This is a law that is connected to the Beis HaMikdash regarding Kavod and Yirat Beis HaMikdash. This is different, says the Beis Yosef, as opposed to Tosus and Rashi. Because Tosus there says, Kol Hanosin Mitasu Bein Safon Ladaram Velo Bein Mizrach Lamarav V'dafka Kishi Yashin Im Ishto. It is only when husband and wife are together. V'pnei Shehashchina Shorei Bein Mizrach Lamarav, because the Shechina rests in a west-east direction, whatever that means. And for husband and wife to be in that direction as well would be inappropriate. By a davar genai l'shachiv eisal ishto mepnei hatashmish, in an intimate matter in such a way. And this is the perspective of Tosfos and the understanding of Rashi as well. And the Beis Yosef goes on to conclude, if you go to the next line, he says, v'amai diktani Almitasi Shitiyad Nasuna Bain Safam Ladaram Perish Rashi, Rosha Margalos says that Safam is a Daram. Venira Bainai Shashina Bemizrach Bamarav, Lefichach Nachal Nahasev Derech Tashmisho, Laruchos Acheros. So the Beis Yosef comes to say that, and he emphasizes that according to the Rambam, the Isra applies even when sleeping alone, and strongly urges that this ruling should be accepted. And the Beis Yosef follows the Rambam, that even when it has nothing to do with intimate matters, every bed, when a person falls asleep, should always be north-south, not east-west. This is the sheet of the Beis Yosef being machmer for the Rambam, and he cites this in Shulchan Aruch here in Simen Gimel, and he writes in the Sif Vav, V'chein Asr Lishon Bein Mizrach Lamarav, Bim Ishto Imo, V'nochon Lehizar, is proper to be careful, Afilu K'she'ein Ishto Imo, even when a person is taking a nap, or going to sleep at night and just resting in the bed, a person should sleep in a west, in a north-south direction, not in an east-west direction as well. And the Bach has a chiddush here. We're not going to quote, but the Bach says that the Zohar also implies that one should sleep north-south when alone. But we'll discuss the Zohar Kaddish in a moment. Now, later on, the Shulchan Aruch discusses these halachas regarding how one lies. Later on in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Mem, which is the end of Shulchan Aruch of Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis, those are the laws of intimacy between husband and wife. And there, the Shulchan Aruch cites this in Sif Yud Zayin, so he mentions nothing about the Rambam, and even when you're alone, that it should be a person lies down in a north-south direction. There the Shulchan Aruch says it only has to do between intimacy between husband and wife coming to a north-south direction versus east-west. So it's unclear why he would say it over there, but not over here, but we'll put that to the side. The Drisha here on the Torah in Sifkatz and Beis says that even the Rambam agrees that lying north-south is only necessary during Tashmish. This is the understanding of the Malbim as well, in Arts of Sachayim, and the Sheet of the Mishnah Berurah. And that's how we're going to come out L'maisa later on. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is really, really, really only a Chumrah, a Mikra Adin. One can put the bed in any direction. It's only when it comes to intimacy does the bed have to be in a verse northwest, north-south versus east-west. The Prima Gadim says the whole issue is only when sleeping in bed, but you're awake, there's no halacha regarding the direction you're lying down. This is only a sleeping issue, not a lying down issue. Now, let's discuss Rashi versus the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that the preference is to have the head facing north and the feet facing south. Now, there's a comment of the Zohar Kadosh in Parshas Bamidbar, in the Zohar Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis and Daf 118b. And there the Zohar seems to imply, and this is according to Rav Chaim Vital, the famed student of the Arizal's understanding of the Zohar HaKadosh, that the person sleeping in bed should have their body east-west, against the Gemara. The Gemara said a person should sleep north-south, and the Zohar says that a person should sleep east-west. And the Shar HaMitzvos in Parshas Bereishis, so it says over there, the Arizal would sleep with his head in the east, with his feet in the west, according to the understanding of the Zohar HaKadosh. So now we have a major stira, seemingly a fight and a disagreement between the Zohar and the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shara Kamanos goes on to explain that the right hand would be in the south representing Chesed, and the left hand would be in the north representing din, and this is the way Adam HaRishon was created. Adam was created when Hashem formed his body from the earth, as the Torah describes, that was came from this mold and this melding together of dirt and water together to make this image of Adam. So that is the direction Adam was in the ground, that his head was towards the east, his feet were toward the west, and hands on the right and left were north and south. This is where the idea comes from. Every part of the body should get a certain hashba from the different part of the world. And this is the halacha and the minhag according to the Mekubalim. From the base medrash of the Mekubalim of the Kabbalists, they say across the board, the bed should be east-west, not north-south, like the Gemara. The Pri Etz Chaim, and the Ramami Panu and Simon Gimel and his Chuvos, and the Bach, as we said, the Moro Kitzia, citing his father, the Chacham Tzvi, Rav Yaakov Emden, the son of the Chacham Tzvi, quotes his father as saying that the bed should be east-west, and then the Chidon, the Netzutzei Oros, the Mekor Chaim, the Kaf HaChaim, all of the great Mekubalim follow the Zohar in this regard. So what are we supposed to do in this seemingly contradiction? You have the Kabbalah saying one thing, and great poskim or mikubalim saying we should follow the Zohar, but the Shulchan Aruch, mi pi anu chayim, we live by his word, saying that we should be north-south. So what do we do in such a contradiction? Do we have to go home, change the order of the beds, move things around, engage a little a decoration when it comes to our bedrooms? So the Chuvos Shev Yaakov in Siman Gimel, which is cited by Rav Yaakov Emden in the Shelos Yaivitz, Rav Yaakov Emden and Chuvos, so he says that even the Rambam holds like the Zohar, which is a big chiddush to say the Rambam is holding like the Zohar, because odds are the Rambam did not see the Zohar, according to most opinions. So we have to say that it's hard to say such a thing. And he says that there's no hachra in the Talmud Bavli, because the Bavli, he says, is really unclear. Why is the Bavli unclear? Because all the Bavli says, all the Gemara says, is that the bed should be north-south. But how do I know it means the top of the bed versus the bottom of the bed? Maybe it means the right side of the bed should be north, and the left side of the bed should be south. Maybe that's what it means. Who says it means, maybe who says they had a rectangle bed? Maybe the bed was square. How are you supposed to know these things? So the Shev Yaakov says, the Gemara is unclear. And the Zohar Kadosh is coming and being mefarish the Gemara. Since the Gemara is unclear regarding what is north, what is south, what is east, what is west, the Zohar comes and says, no, the head of the bed should be east, the bottom of the bed should be west, and north and south are referring to the sides of the bed. And in fact, the Lakute Pardis, which is ascribed to Rashi, seems to say that maybe Rashi changed his mind, or Rashi had a different mahalach in a different place. Rashi, who originally said in our Gemara the bed should be north-south, seemingly the Lakute Pardis ascribed to Rashi, he says east-west. So again, we have a little bit of confusion now. Maybe the Gemara is not so clear. Now, as noted, for most of the Mekubalim, the head of the bed is towards the east. Now, the Ramami Panu in the Chuvah we said before says the head should be in the west. And he says this fits within the context of the Gemara that says that one should lay, this doesn't fit with the Gemara that says one should lay south to north. And he understands, again, maybe it's talking about the width and it's a whole different thing. So they're different, even within the Kabbalah, it's not so clear it should be east-west, maybe it should be west-east. So even there, there's a lack of clarity. Comes Rav Avram Simcha of Amitzlav. Amitzlav is a city in Poland, and Rav Avram Simcha was the nephew of Rav Chaim of Elazhin. And he has Chuvos called the Binyan Shel Simcha. And the Binyan Shel Simcha in Siman Gimel, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. The Mishnah Berurah, we know about the Binyan Shel Simcha because the Chafetz Chaim brought us to our attention. He records that he heard from his uncle, Rav Chaim of Elazhin, in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that the Mekubalim who say that the bed should be east-west don't understand the Zohar Kadosh correctly. Says the Gra, they're wrong. They made a mistake. That's not what the Zohar means. But he didn't give his own explanation for the Zohar. And this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore the Vilna Gaon comes and throws the whole Zohar into question. All the Mekubalim will say the bed should be east-west, comes to the ground and says, that's not what it means. Now this is the Gra L'Shitaso, because at the end of the Siddur HaGra, Rav Chaim of Elazhin famously says that according to the Vilna Gaon, and he repeats this again in the introduction to the Safed Tznius, so the Gra's book on Kabbalah, that according to the Gra, there's never really a contradiction in Kabbalah and Halacha. In the Gra's mind, everything fits together seamlessly. You just need to know how to understand the Halach and the Kabbal. But really, they come together all as one. There's never a contradiction. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's preferable to follow the Shulchan Aruch, who says north-south. Because the Gra, again, certainly an important shita when it comes to passing the Halacha, says that the Zohar is being misunderstood, and everything should really go north-south, and the Zohar means that as well. The Taz comes and says that because of the machlokas, the minhag is that we are not makpid at all. That's what the Taz writes. And you want to put the bed wherever you want. It fits better this direction, fits better that direction. It doesn't matter. Comes the Shari Knesset HaGadol in the Beis Yosef and says, we're not careful and each person should follow his own minhag, whether it's the Zohar or the Shulchan Aruch when it comes, and you don't have to go home tonight and check your bedroom and take out a compass or take out Google Maps and try to figure out which direction the bed is. And this is the understanding of many Achronim, including Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach in the Sefer Va'alei Lo Yibol in Chelek Aleph Amin Nun Aleph, and also Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul in the Or Letzion in the Chelek Beis, both saying that the minhag is that there's no minhag. A person puts the bed whichever way they see fit. Because there's such a lack of clarity when it comes to these issues, you could work it out the way you want. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman said that the minhag of Yerushalayim certainly is that way. Because in Yerushalayim, the apartments are small. Who has the ability to decide, it fits better this way, I think I can move the bed over here, maybe if I put the nightstand over here. The bedrooms aren't so big. Sometimes you have to make the bed fit in the way the room is set up. And for that reason, he says, certainly, in a place where space is scarce and it's inconvenient, you put the bed in the way that fits the best in the room. So it would come out for, seemingly for most people, the person who wants to follow the Mishnah Berurah and say, halacha lemaisa, that they want the bed should be careful to be north-south, great. But if it doesn't work out and it doesn't fit, you have gedolei poskim who say, because of the great machlokes and because of the lack of clarity, the beds can be whichever way it fits best for the room. Comes Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and he explains the minhag of his father, the Chacham Tzvi, to have his bed east-west, and it was not inconsistent with the other well-known positions of the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi was another famous shita that said that when there's a contradiction between Kabbalah and Halacha, you follow the Halacha over Kabbalah. This is the shita of the Radvaz and the Chuvas as well, famous amongst the Poskim. So, that rule, Rabbi Yaakov Emden explained, applies only when the two sources are in a stira. But, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, as we said before, since the Gemara could be construed to say that there's a lack of clarity, so he says the Chacham Tzvi is coming to say that the Kabbalah is being mefarish the Gemara. Certainly, in this idea as well before. So one could say, but what about the famous Chacham Tzvi that Halacha trumps Kabbalah? No, in this case, the Halacha seems to be unclear, and therefore that's why the Mekubalim went in that path. Which turns us now to the Tshuvas Vayashav Hayam, that Rabbi Rabikoff brought in before, but so is by Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, Gedolei HaMekubalim in Eretz Yisrael, Gedolei HaRabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, spoke in the last Siyum HaShas here in New Jersey. So he has three volumes, as of now, I think, of Tshuvos called Vayashav Hayam. And the Tshuvos are beautifully written and beautifully put together in a very lengthy and elaborate style. And many of the Tshuvos deal with this issue of Kabbalah and Halacha, and people learning Kabbalah, and people who are charlatans and try to trick people in Kabbalah. It talks about all different types of things between the interface of Kabbalah and Zohar and Halacha. So in the first Tshuva, in the first volume in Siman Aleph, he discusses this. And he has a very, very long piece. Just to summarize, b'kitzer, what he says. He understands that the Gemara is unclear, because it doesn't say which part of the bed is facing which way, is referring to length or width. And he says there, Rishonim who are mefarish the Gemara to say the bed should go north-south. But he says the Zohar is a greater mefarish than the Rishonim. You think, he says, that the Rashba or the Ritva, Rashi or Tosos is a great mefarish, is a great peirush on the Gemara? What about the Zohar? The Zohar HaKadosh is an even better peirush on the Gemara. So you have an incredible peirush on the Gemara. The Zohar HaKadosh is saying that the bed should be this way, and this is what the Gemara means. And therefore, this is the clear way, he says. The Zohar is coming to explain the Gemara. And he says, this is backed up by the Arizal and the Mekubalim. In addition, he says, since the Poskim are split, the best way to follow the Zohar, he says, therefore, certainly go in the clear way of Kabbalah. Since there's a lack of clarity in the Halacha, go in the way of the Zohar Kadosh. And he says, also feels that Rov Poskim follow the Zohar. And he says, even though the Mishnah Berurah clearly follows the Shulchan Aruch, he feels that the Mishnah Berurah is a Das Yachid, an individual opinion in the sea of opinions. And that is based on other sources, that there's no reason to believe that, in addition, that this is the Shita Sagra. He brings other sources based on Kabbalah, and he discusses the Gra Shita in different areas of Kabbalah, and he says that maybe the Gra doesn't hold this way, and maybe the Gra didn't say the things he said. And therefore he holds, the bed should have its head in the east, as the great Mekubalim come and say. This is a very long article. It must be, it's got to be at least 15 or 16 pages in the first Shuvah. He definitely goes into the matter. In response to this, there was a piece in the Or Yisrael, in the Kovetz Or Yisrael, in volume 36, from Rav Gershon Goldschlager. So Rav Gershon Goldschlager is a Mechaber Sfarim who lives in Bnei Brak, and he writes about this Shuvah. He doesn't mention Rav Yaakov Hillel's name. He's very humble, and he writes with great kavod, and he says, b'kavod gadol to Echad HaChachamim, he doesn't mention, it's clear who he's referring to, but he doesn't say, he says, b'kavod gadol to Rav Yaakov Hillel, he says he doesn't think it's the case. And he says that we find, even in the times of the Gaonim, if you look in the Otzer HaGaonim, the collection of the Gaonic literature on the Gemara and Brachos there in Dachayim Abayz, the Gaonim are clear that in their day, the beds went north-south. So he says, well, how are you going to tell me that there's a lack of clarity in the Minhag? Even in the days of the Gaonim, they knew that the bed should go north-south, not east-west. And he brings many, many shitos to show that the Mishnah is not a Das Yachid. And he says that we should follow the post-com versus the Shulchan Aruch. So certainly even contemporary times, in the last 15, 20 years, it has been a discussion and people still debating. But again, as we said before, for us, certainly for the Ashkenazim, for the Sephardim, certainly they have what to rely on amongst the Sephardim Mekubalim, but amongst the Ashkenazim, going with the Mishnah Bura, Gedolei HaPoskim, the Ashkenazim Rabbanim, certainly Shulchan Aruch, to have the bed north-south would be potentially ideal, but even in a case where it doesn't work, we can be lenient to say the minhag is to have no minhag because of the lack of clarity in the sugya. Which brings me now to a question that comes up, I think, even more than this, and for some reason even more famous, and this is the question of which way should the bed face if the legs of the bed, if the bottom of the bed faces out the door? There's a people have this idea that it's not proper that the bed, the feet of the bed should face out the door. I've heard this question a number of times. People think that there's something spooky about the feet of the bed facing out the door. And it shouldn't be directly where the feet of the bed go straight out in that direction from the door. So where does this idea come from? So if you look in the Sefer Shelas Rav, which is one of the earlier Sfarim in which people would ask Rechaim Kanievsky 2,000 questions at a time and get 2,000 answers. So in that Sefer, on page Kuf Mem Hei, they asked Rechaim Kanievsky, what's the reason for this? And he said that perhaps it comes from an idea that people are often afraid to do things that stem from things that we do for people who are deceased. We don't do this because we do this if someone's an aval. We don't do this because we do this for the niftar. People have discussed such ideas before. So he says, we don't want to put ourselves in such a position where the dead are positioned. And as such, he says that it's possible that the custom applies only one person would be sleeping on the floor. Why? Because the minhag is that, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and according to some of the Chevra Kadisha, that we take the bed off the body when the person is nifter, that we put the feet as they go out towards the door. And therefore he says, since we don't want to do this, it might apply maybe only when the person is on the floor, but then again, how many people are sleeping on the floor? So Rechaim Kanievsky wants to surmise that perhaps this is where the minhag, or the fear, comes from. And this is also the suggestion in the Sefer Shmiras HaGufa Nefesh. The Shmiras HaGufa Nefesh is now the modern classic on all issues of Inyan Segula and things that are mysterious and things that have to do with things that are above our general understanding. It's two volumes, and he goes through all the different things of having to do with Ruchnius and health and things that are Sakana and all these things. In the very end of the second volume, he writes that people have been writing me letters about this thing, about putting your feet towards the door when we sleep, and he says, I don't know the source. And he says, maybe it comes from here. And he writes that even Rav Chaim Kanievsky asked him, because he's the big expert in all these types of mysterious things that we don't know about. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky asked him for an answer, and he says, I don't know. I'm very curious. I'm not sure what it is. Now, where does this idea come from that the feet face out by Nifter, by the exit? This is based on a comment of the Chassam Sofer in the Chubos in Shin Lamed Beis. There in Yoredeya, the Chassam Sofer was asked, how come in the cemetery we bury with the feet towards the road out of the entrance to the cemetery, right? Everybody in the cemetery is supposed to be buried with their feet towards the exit or the entrance to the cemetery or towards the road that would lead towards. Not with the head, but rather the feet. So the Chassam Sofer says, because we all believe in Tchiyas HaNesim, one day the people will stand up and they should be standing and leaving the cemetery in the direction they're buried. So a person, if his head is towards the door, he's going to have to get up and turn around. So he saves him a couple of seconds. He'll stand up and his feet facing the proper exit, and therefore that's how he'll walk out of the cemetery. And says the Chassam Sofer, this minhag, to bury in this way, is a testament of our belief in the resurrection of the dead and the coming of Mashiach. So this is some of the reasons given behind it. Rosh Shlomo Aviner is totally against it. He has a sefer called Ner B'Ishan Laila, all about Inyanei Skuli and things to do that are mystical and things that are unclear. So he writes in the sefer on page Reish Samach Daled, he thinks the whole thing is silly and it's based on the Avodah Zarah. Why? because he heard, or he saw, and this is true, that in Feng Shui, which is the Eastern practice of arranging the room based on different spirits and things like that, that is practiced in the Far East. So in Feng Shui, they say that the feet of the bed should not face out of the door, because that's the way you bring a casket out of the room. So Rav Aviner says, he thinks the whole thing is based on the Avodah Zarah, and he thinks it's silly, because we see that even in Feng Shui, which is certainly a type of a form of Avodah Zarah that's based on things that are not coming from Torah and Mitzvos, he says that these things could be problematic to even be makan on such a thing. And in Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach and Valei Lo Yibo, we quoted before, says there's no Indian to be makan on this, and a person should set up the bed in the way that is most convenient, not worrying about if we do this for the mace, we don't do this for the mace. And he says this is the way the room should be set up. So we see, coming from all the way from the beginning of the Parsha, by Yitzchak and Rivka, how the skula of how the bed should be prepared, coming down all the way to perhaps east-west versus north-south, and perhaps not being makbid at all, because of the machlokas when it comes to it. And certainly, halacha lemaisa, when it comes to the bed northwest, east, north-south, east-west, that may not be clear. But certainly, when it comes to the bed and the feet facing out of the room, certainly that has even less legs to stand on, and one would not have to be makbid in that regard.